Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A Monday Russian invasion special? Question mark? Do we know?
I thought it was going to be last Wednesday. I feel so left out that I didn't get to hear it.
I'm not clear if Russia's invading yet, but it seems to be like they're sort of escalating things. A little escalation.
Well, they're not going to put 100,000 people on the border and then not do anything with them. It's not just going to be an exercise.
Yeah, but it was a little more than that today. Putin what? Declared 6,500 square miles of Ukraine is no longer Ukraine. It's an independent state. Yeah,
I didn't know you could do that.
Well, it could be a preamble. The aggressive territorial claim follows a series of apparent false flag ops where the Russians tried to blame Ukrainian forces for the attacks. Now, did you hear they claimed there are like some guerrillas that came over the border from Ukraine to Russia this weekend?
Oh,
five now dead. You know, assassins or something.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately, no Russians killed in the exchange.
Oh, okay. How do we know that those Ukrainians weren't former Russians that were dressed in the Ukraine uniforms?
Well, I've got some reporting at the Daily Beast. I want to start here. President Putin has unilaterally declared that two chunks of eastern Ukraine should be considered independent states in a dramatic escalation. Escalation, if I didn't say that right with my Monday mouth, a dramatic escalation that many fear could lead to all-out war. In an address to the nation on Monday, the Russian president formally announced the immediate recognition of the pro-Kremlin regions of Luhansk and Donetsk, and I'm sure that's not even close, which stretch over 6,500 miles as independent of Ukraine. So that'd be like me just what? If I was the president of, like, Canada, just saying, you know what, I declare Wyoming and Wisconsin just to be independent states.
It depends on what they recognize, right? The Russians somehow, you know, doped, and then they left a committee, and then they formed another committee where they're not competing, but they are competing, but then they're Russian, but they're not, but they're also doping anyway. Russia can do whatever it wants. It declares rules all the time.
Now, you're talking about sports. This is a little different than sports, although the fact that the Russians, they've garnered really little or no consequence from their doping programs. Maybe that's the reason that Putin feels like
he
can act with impunity. But
it speaks to motive.
Okay. Here is what I would say. This is kind of bizarre. And if you saw the scene today, and I did not see it in real time, but I've seen the reporting thereof. He like sat everyone around the table, all his military advisors. And he kind of did it like a mob boss, you know, sort of hot potato style. And he went and questioned each and every one. Let me read a little from the reporting here again at the Daily Beast. The move follows a spectacularly bizarre meeting by Russia's Security Council, where Putin appeared like a mob boss, testing his underlings as officials one after another spoke out in favor of recognizing the self-proclaimed republics. What do you think? Should it be in the independent state of Wyoming? That sounds more like Bernie Sanders than either Russian or a mob boss, but you get the point.
There has to be a Russian Bernie Sanders.
Probably. The Russian military claimed that five so-called saboteurs were assassinated early Monday after crossing into Russia from Ukraine. Now, that was the other quote-unquote potentially false flag thing going on. The report mirrors almost exactly what the Biden administration warned could be false flags or trigger points that Russia will respond to as a pretext to launch its invasion. Here's a quote. As a result of clashes, five people who violated the Russian border from a group of saboteurs were killed, the Russian military said in a statement. According to Reuters, no Russians died in the alleged border infraction. Russia also said Ukraine had destroyed a border outpost used by the FSS, the Federal Security Service, in early morning shellings. Russia also claimed in recent days that Ukrainian forces are staging attacks on Luhansk and Donetsk. Those are the two newly declared independent states, apparently. Now, Ukraine has denied any such incursion or attacks took place. The Minister of Foreign Affairs, and I'm not going to get this one right either, Dmytro Kuleba, K-U-L-E-B-A, I don't know how you pronounce that, took to Twitter Monday to dismiss the claims with big red X's denying an attack on Donetsk or Luhansk, or that it sent saboteurs over the Russian border, or that it shelled the Russian territory or border crossings. Now, I know I can't properly do any sort of a Ukrainian accent, but this tweet, it's pretty self-explanatory. No, comma, Ukraine did not, and then there's a red X. Attack Donetsk or Luhansk, big red X. Send saboteurs or APCs over the Russian border, another red X. Shell Russian territory, another red X. Shell Russian border crossings, and another red X. Conduct acts of sabotage. And then it gets interesting. Yeah, just sort of grammatically, bear with me. Ukraine also does not plan any such actions. Russia, comma, stop your fake producing factory now.
I think that was lost in translation.
Perhaps. But I understood somehow. I understood what stop your fake producing factory now.
I think he just called Russia fake news.
Yeah, sort of. After the latest round of supposed Ukrainian aggression, the leaders of Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics published video appeals pleading with Putin to recognize their independence, as they claimed Ukrainian forces were preparing to attack. You know, they're invading us, part of their own territory, but they're going to invade us. So you must declare us independent.
This is weird.
Yeah, like, sort of. Do you hear there was some diplomacy going on? Now, Joe Biden, and I thought Biden and Putin had come to some sort of detente that, you know, if Putin didn't invade, then Joe Biden was going to give him a meeting or something, sort of Kim Jong-un style. But here is what's being reported. Despite a flurry of last-minute attempts at diplomacy, including talk of a summit between Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin, all hell seems to break loose. All hell seems soon to break loose in Ukraine. I want to clarify, all hell's breaking loose, but not now. Soon. It's coming soon. Perhaps today. Monday, Biden's National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan warned that Russia's imminent attack on Ukraine will be extremely violent and that it could begin literally at any moment, like right now, or perhaps later. We believe that any military operation of this size, scope, and magnitude of what we believe the Russians are planning will be extremely violent. It will cost the lives of Ukrainians and Russians, civilians and military personnel alike. But here's the more important part I took away from that interview. He told the network that new intelligence garnered in recent days suggest an even greater form of brutality, because this will not simply be some conventional war between two armies. He went on to say Russia will target the Ukrainian people to repress them, to crush them, to harm them.
Yeah, Russia doesn't have that much of a huge military situation. They don't have a huge military, so if it came down to it, like between us, we'd destroy them. But if they have tactics against someone like the Ukraine, they have to go completely out of, like, a little bit overboard, I'd say, just to go and kind of make, like, they're tougher than they are.
Gotcha. Folks, you're listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Could be an invasion Monday. But we really don't know. We don't know. We do have some sound. Let's go to the sound, if we could, Fancy Brian. Let's play some for this fine audience. Cut number 11, Aaron Katarski. And I'm not exactly sure if I know the entirety of the context, but the topic is this Russian escalation in Ukraine. He calls it predictable Putin behavior. Cut 11, please.
Secretary of State Blinken anticipated just this. False flags followed by meetings of Russian officials to give kind of a rubber stamp to whatever Vladimir Putin ultimately decides.
Cut 12, please. Fancy.
On the one hand, you have the Russian foreign minister saying that President Putin would be willing to at least think about a summit with President Biden. That's contingent on there not being any kind of an invasion. On the other hand, you had this rather extraordinary meeting of Russia's National Security Council where President Putin went around the room and asked people for their opinion of whether Russia should recognize these breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine as independent. That would give him the pretext that he needs to then send military force in under the guise of protecting the Russian speakers in those regions.
I think we should let him go. Sort of Pee Wee Herman style. What do you think? I think we've got a couple more. Do we have time? Aaron Katarski, awaiting Putin's decision. Cut 14, please.
The prospect of Putin's decision has touched off a flurry of phone calls. We understand that Putin himself has been on the phone with the German chancellor. The president of Ukraine, Zelensky, has been on the phone with Chancellor Scholz and the president of France, all trying to figure out what the next move might be.
I don't know what the next move might be. I wish I was prescient. I wish I could tell you fine people. My son asks me each and every day, has Russia invaded Ukraine yet? And I, as a doting father, cannot tell him when that will come, but it's coming soon. We strongly suspect, or we wouldn't be talking about it. It wouldn't be the lead right here on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You're listening to the Bundy edition, the perhaps we're going to invade Russia. We'll see. Or pardon me, Ukraine. It'll be the Russians doing the invading. Russia, Russia, Russia. I thought we'd put them behind during the, Trump administration. Apparently we have not. So anyways, we're going to take a short break. I think we're about due for a break, aren't we, Fancy Brian? Let's take our break. Let's come back. More Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We can perhaps take your phone calls as well. Time for you. Phone lines open, 844-967-2789. More Devil's Advocates Radio.